We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
This song is called Simultaneously. Silence equals death. Always.
right. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one host, one half of your host, Finger on the Pulse, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolik could not be with us today. We are taping a very special dinner with the band inspired Snacky Tunes today. In the studio today, I have JD Sampson from Men. Hello, JD.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. It's cold out.
It's weird because it's cold. It's like not that cold out, but it's cold in. It's cold in here.
Oh, it's really cold. We are seriously just huddled around the space heater.
Yes.
Usually when we come in, there's shows before us when we don't do like a special taping, and it's all warmed up from people and everything. I've never been the first test subject, so hands on there. You just heard Simultaneously live version from Dinner with the Band, which you can actually watch online right now if you go to ifc.com/DWTB. Your episode airs tomorrow night.
So exciting. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Tuesday night, the 15th at 11 p.m. on IFC.
Wow.
I know. It seems like, I mean, it was September when we taped it.
I know.
But it seems forever ago. Since then, you've done some traveling.
We've been around this country a couple times.
I know. Which we will get to later in the show. But see, there's like a flow here. We're going to talk about the band and then music and then tours and records.
Can we talk about snacks?
We can talk about snacks. What's your favorite snack?
Well, I really like to eat mushrooms and fill them with Italian salad dressing.
Okay. I thought you were going on a totally different way, but okay. Oh, wait, Italians, like what type of, I mean, there's a million
types
of mushrooms.
Like I just take off the stalk part and then I just like fill it with Italian salad dressing, like wishbone.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't stand, I mean, those are fine. Mushrooms kind of freak me out. I mean,
yeah,
they're one of those things where like onions, I can't eat them raw. But cooked, they're like the best thing. And you just eat raw, like button mushrooms.
It's really weird.
Like you'll just...
It's kind of the grossest thing ever.
No, it's great. I mean, this is the stuff that I need to know. How many years have you been doing this?
Not that long. Maybe like 5.
5 years?
I think... I don't know where I came up with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it introduced to you? That sounds like something that like a friend just goes... Well, now I could be like, yeah, well, my friend JD said, you know... If I was to be in a kitchen and like I'm going to a dinner party, I'm going to LA.
Yeah.
If I'm going, my friend's a raw food chef, so I'm guessing she's got mushrooms.
Yeah.
And probably salad dressing, so I'm probably gonna try it. But I would never, I would have never put it together. But now.
Yeah, you gotta just make sure you really like the salad dressing.
Right, but so I mean, but you can't really taste the mushroom, can you?
No, it's kind of like a vessel to hold the salad dressing.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about mushrooms is that they're kind of flavorless, in my opinion, until you cook them. But then they have like this really... I recently made my first attempt at coq au vin.
Oh, yes.
And the trick that the... it's got bacon in it. The one I have is bacon in it. But they said to make sure that to dice the mushrooms in quarters. Don't chop it up so it adds like another meaty-like texture. Which would be great. So it takes on the flavor of the bacon and the chicken fat and everything, but not spongy, weird mushroom.
Yeah.
Vessels are vessels. That's how I feel about artichokes, too.
Oh, really?
Artichokes, I mean, they're great, but they're kind of just the vessel for whatever dipping sauce you make.
It's true. Although the other night I had some really delicious fried ones.
Oh.
Like the purple style one. Really good.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Really good.
Did you make it?
I had that at Giorgione's, which is on Spring Street. It's like an Italian place.
City eating,
yeah. You know, now that I'm a Manhattan person.
Oh, yeah. You recently made a move to it. Like, I mean, these are like, when I saw your place, I was like, damn, this is like movies. This is like unrealistic movies where they're just like, oh, hey, I live in, you know, X part of the city. We won't give it away too much.
Okay, cool.
You just like walk on there. You're just like, yeah. And then you're like, oh, yeah. And then there's a room back here. And I was like, what do you mean back here? There's no back here. It's
a
huge room back there.
I stumbled upon this situation and it's really a nice place. I'm lucky to live with space around me, finally.
It's nice. I was just telling you that we found a new house. We found a house. I can't say where, but we found a house in Williamsburg, like a legit 3-story house with a roof deck. That's just a standalone house. I mean, I'll show you out. I'll have to show you one day. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like whatever dear listeners out there are thinking, it is just that weird. Like, I was shocked. I mean, and like the walls need to be painted and the floor need to be finished. They're like, I hope you... I was like, it's a house. Where do I sign?
Basically, truth is, you can still find it out there, New Yorkers.
Yeah.
There are still deals to be found.
We looked... I mean, we just did like 3 days of aggressive... It would be, we'd look at 10, come home, go on Craigslist, set up 10 more appointments. We just kept going. Don't settle. That's what I did with my first apartment.
Yeah.
I took the second place they showed us, and it was fine, but it was like, I'm in the same mind that if you live in New York or in Brooklyn,
yes,
you should live in like a New York or Brooklyn place, a loft, a raw space, something like that. Like, you, if you had been in my old apartment, it could have been, like, any city USA, just, you know, right, whatever. Right. But you should, you know, it's New York. Be cool about it.
Totally.
Be cool about it. So, one of the great things about you is that you are prolific. Obviously, you have a whole history of a band behind you, the Tigre. We could say
yes.
it.
Yes.
We could say it.
That's the band.
That, you know, I'll fan out for a second, because I always do on this show. I used to play your music all the time on my radio show back when I was in college.
That's awesome.
When I was in Oregon.
People come up to me all the time and they're like, I loved you when I was like 13. And you're like, well, how old does that make me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were young when you did the band.
It's true. I know. It was my formative years.
Your formative years.
It's very interesting to have like, I was in college, and the day I left college, I was already in the band.
That's amazing.
So it was like, I have never like been real worlding it. Outside of music industry.
Oh, I see.
He's like,
oh, I think you're real. I mean, it's a different type of real world. Yeah, it is. I mean, there are definitely real world situations.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm sure you're for a number of years.
Oh, let me tell you. I remember one day I had $1.27 in my pocket, and I was like, what will I eat today? You know?
What am I doing? I mean, but, you know, and you found success, and then that chapter closed.
Yes.
And now we've arrived at Men, which is also a great band name.
Thank you. Thanks.
I have to ask you, because I'm always curious. Is the new Gossip record named after your band?
I have no idea. Actually, it's funny that we never talked about it when we were just on tour with them. But when we found out about it, we were in the UK, actually. And I picked up like an NME magazine. And it said like Gossip's new record, Music for Men or whatever. And we were like laughing so hard. And I was like, wait a second. Do we have anything to do with this? Whatever. So I texted them and was like, nice, name of your record. And they were like, yeah, isn't it hilarious or something?
Right, but nothing
definitive. But then that was it.
Because you made a joke on the show. It didn't make it to the show, but Sam, our host, was like, what's the name of your record going to be? And it was like, you said Music for Women.
Yeah.
And I went, is it? Is this like some like really cool inside, like, you know, cross
trick.
Band trick action, like some like really intense, like gender specific, gender like crossing.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Well, that's now I kind of wish I hadn't asked, because that was how it was. But people, yeah. I needed to know.
I mean, I don't know. I need to talk to them about it for sure.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. So we're going to play a song.
Yes.
We'll come back and talk more.
Cool.
Food's coming. It's from the new Final Fantasy record, which we're talking
awesome.
About. Who was on. Dinner with the Band, and we're not just trying to do all Dinner with the Band all the time, but I literally got his record put in my lap yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's just been nonstop. It's gonna be on Domino Records, called Heartland. It's unbelievable. I'll be honest, I've always found myself enjoying a majority of his records, but there'd always be like a few tracks that I was like, this record's perfect.
That's so exciting.
It's perfect. And he's magic. And everything.
He's a magical man.
And this record comes out, I think, on the 12th of January. And he's playing at Bowery. He's headlining Bowery on the 18th, which I will be at.
Exciting.
So this is, I believe the song is called Lewis Takes Off His Shirt. And if you want to do yourself a favor, you should YouTube Lewis Takes Off His Shirt and find his performance from the Guelph Festival. It's probably one of the best 6 minutes of like live music performance I've ever seen.
Wow.
Which I will send to you.
Please do.
So you're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, A Finger on the Pulse. Big shout out to Roberta's today for sponsoring our lunch and sponsoring the show. They're so good to us all the time. And big thanks to RecTech and Jack Inslee for making us sound good. And here we go with Final Fantasy, Lewis Takes Off His Shirt. Thank you.
odds against an adolescent, standing up to all of a winds wrath. The heat of prairie summer is impossible to tame. I grab the hem and lift the fabric over my sweet head. I know what you're looking for, and I'm never gonna give it to you. I'm never gonna give it to you. I don't know what I'm doing, and it is the only way toward the range of rising.
That was just Final Fantasy off his new record, Heartland. Lewis takes off his shirt. Really good.
Really good.
Really good.
I really was like really into that whole song.
And I like it because, you know, when he plays live, I mean, when I saw him live, he just played with a, he had a guitar player, percussionist, but it's usually really stripped down, but it's nice on the record. It's always nice to get two different versions of good music.
Totally.
The live version. And then we were just talking about how Simultaneously Recorded is kind of just like not, it's kind of heavy,
yeah,
and it's like chug, like really powerful, and then you guys kind of like anthemed it up when you play like that guitar solo.
Yeah,
Michael kind of just,
it's funny, I actually, Michael and I went to see Phish last week.
Really?
Which is really weird, but it was something that we all, Michael and I were really into when we were in high school. And when we went to the show, we were like, let's like make our shows more jammy and our records more poppy.
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing that, the thing that I always hated is when I saw bands, this is really embarrassing, but I was like really into 311 when I was in high school.
No way.
I can say that. I can say
that. I just said I was into Phish, so.
All right, so we're even. Yeah. All right, we're, that's even. But their live shows were really just like their records turned up. That was it. And I thought it was all, I was like, this is a bummer. I'm not really into this. Brandon Hoy, checking us out. That's the guy that got us the radio show.
Nice.
I always like to shout him out when I see him.
Nice.
But
he has dirty hands right now. He has dirty hands right now.
He is probably in the garden playing with dirt. Dirty hands. He has confirmed that his hands are dirty. But yeah, I was always like super bummed. So it's always nice to see like just a little something.
New.
Just a little like a little extra. Like doesn't, and people don't want much. They don't want it too different.
Yeah.
Just a little next level.
I feel you.
So you mentioned Michael.
Yeah.
And then there's Ginger.
And then there's Ginger.
There's Ginger. Who and then you guys are men. Why don't you give people like a very brief history?
Okay. I feel like it's very concise now. I've cut it down.
Okay.
But basically, Johanna from La Tigra and myself started a DJ remix production team called Men. And at the same time, I was in a band with Ginger and Michael called Hirsut. And Johanna had a baby and stopped touring. So we kind of merged the projects together to create Men, which is, we like to call it a collective, but it's pretty much turned into myself, Michael O'Neill, and Ginger Brooks Takahashi as the live band and as the main songwriters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So with the first round of songs, you all wrote them together?
Yes. You mean the first three that came out on the EP? Yeah, we, me and Ginger and Michael wrote those songs together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wish Michael was here because I was listening to you guys today, and he has a line in, I think it's maybe Boom Boom Boom, or maybe it's correct. It's like, when you are at war, what's the difference between you and a tree?
Yeah.
What is, any insight?
What's the difference between us and a tree?
Yeah.
Well, I think not much, you know, that's the point. Right. It's like, you know, we're going to get cut down at some point.
Okay. That's really good. Man, this is going well.
This is deep.
These are good questions. I wish I could know, have like time, you know, we book bands, we get so busy, but I was like, JD's going to be here. You know, I'm really going to sit. And I was like watching a lot of your stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really, I feel like I've got some questions. Well, I got some good, I mean, I've got some serious, people want to know. So you play their live band and then you played like a handful of shows and then you went on like two really massive tours.
Yeah. We went on one huge tour with Gossip supporting them, and then one huge tour with Peaches supporting her.
Almost back to back.
Yeah, they were exactly back to back. We played one show in LA, and the next day we were in Arizona with Peaches.
Was there a different vibe on, I mean, they're both large personalities, kind of in the same scene-ish, or I don't know, tell me.
There were some parts of it that were like so similar and some parts of it that were so different about each tour. Like both of the bands I'm very close with and they're both like dear friends of mine, but in different ways. So that was really interesting, like for sure. Also, they just like exist as bands in two totally different ways. Like Gossip is really like relaxed and stuff, and Peaches Tour is like very, there's a lot of production that goes into the whole show. It's like a Madonna show, you know. She has like all these wardrobe changes and it's like really kind of like hectic, you know what I mean? It's like exciting and crazy. And I think that it was interesting to just notice like the performance art that Peaches does is like so, you know, planned and like
right,
ready for everyone, and she works so hard, you know. And Gossip is just like every night is so different because of just like whatever happens in the crowd. It's just kind of like dependent on the audience and the energy between the band and the audience and everything. So
yeah, that Terminal 5 show was unbelievable. It was great. I had there was a lot of gay men at that show.
Basically both tours was
like, I mean, and I had this crew of like Big Bear Daddies standing behind me. I mean, and they are just some, you know, big leather, meaner-looking son of bitches, just like kind of like shoving their way through a crowd, like at the end of your set. And I was like, all right, what's going to happen here? And the second you get on stage, the biggest of the three lets out this high-pierced shriek and then sings in like the biggest, like screeching falsetto, every single word for the entire show, and you think it would be annoying, but it was like so amazing and endearing. Yeah. I was like, this is totally awesome.
So great. Every gossip show, there's like something like that with some like kid crying in the front row, or like,
oh, when she made that kid apologize.
Yeah,
that was kind of, somebody called someone a bitch or something.
I think it was a cunt.
Sorry, it was a cunt. That's right. And she stopped the entire show. And Terminal 5 is on like a union rules, and like if they go over, it's like extra money. Stopped the entire show and made this guy get on mic and apologize to this.
The crazy thing was, like, later we played a show at Hampshire College, and this girl came up and was like, I was that girl that, like, that guy called a cunt at the Terminal 5 show. And I was like, whoa. You're famous.
Yeah, we just talked about you. I wonder if she's listening. Maybe.
Hampshire College
represent.
Knock, knock, knock.
So I have to ask, Men is a relatively new band. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, how do you think it's been transitioning? Obviously, you have that whole Latifah fame behind you, into taking that and then being able to open up for Peaches and Gossip when Latifah took so many years. I mean, have you used it to advantage? Do you think? I mean, Men is a standalone, could like amazing band. Like, you're going to have a fantastic second band career.
Nice.
I mean, it really is. The lyrics are good. The music is awesome.
Yeah.
But how have you found like starting a second band with everything? Like, how have you found the difference?
Well, we've been really lucky, I mean, to be supported by bands like Gossip and Peaches and a million other people who just, like, want to include us in things. And whether that has to do with, like, my history in Latifah or not, I'm not sure. But definitely those friendships that I made in that band have helped me to start Men in this, like, really positive way. And I feel really, like, optimistic. I guess I just feel like I've made a lot of good relationships, and I feel like the music we're making is from our hearts, and it's sincere, and it's political and fun and real music. And
yeah, you do have a good balance of being able to keep Credit Card Babies is a serious subject.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's really interesting balance. I mean, these could all be like super sad and very intense, but they're, I mean, I feel like you can't be so heavy. You have to be kind of like keep a lighthearted, optimistic, hopeful type of approach, which I find in your music to serious subjects, because it was like doom and gloom all the time. Just like never get out of bed.
Yeah, totally. It's hard, though. It's funny to think like what's going to happen now. Like, am I just this has been? Like, what happens when you're like doing your second band, you know? But it's like, you know, that's what Latifah was, Kathleen's second band.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
I just have to think like there's like I'm me and there's a lot of supporters and making good music.
So. I really don't think you have anything to worry about.
Thanks.
You're a nice person too. And thanks.
Yeah.
And for all those young bands starting out there who think being like a douchebag rock star is the way to go, it's not.
Yeah.
It's totally wrong. We were talking about an unnamed band last night.
Yeah.
Three members. And the lead singer was
whose names are.
No, I can't. I won't do that. But we'll say she was not that nice.
Yeah.
The like main writer
was
just an asshole, and then the drummer was just like a drummer off in his own world.
Mm-hmm.
And it like they got to a point and they stopped because no one really wanted to work with them because they were such a pain in the ass and they weren't big enough. Don't be an asshole. Mm-mm. It really does pay to be nice.
And it's like your job to have fun, like you know, in any job, it's kind of like.
I mean, and if you're successful and you're making a living playing music and like traveling, like I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it just goes to show that they don't know people that put on shows or like,
yeah,
or any of the things that work, like real workers.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna play a little music and we're gonna come back. I'm actually gonna debut the first remix that Darren, myself, and a couple other guys made. Not yours, because yours has to still be mixed. We are mixing a Men song, but this is Arvoir Simone came on the show a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and then we're like, oh, we should do remixes. And then they sent us the part, so it's us, Alan Astor, and then Big Daddy Rob Mitchell. We go by Brooklyn Sterling. This is literally the first time it's ever going to be played out.
That's exciting.
It's for the Arvoir Simone song, Only You Can Make You Happy. You are listening to Snacky Tunes Radio, and we also got to eat. How good does this look?
I got some fried chicken up.
Your fried chicken looks insane. I got like a special steak sandwich. And then seriously, the bib salad here. I mean, staple. Leafy greens.
Leafy greens. A little bit of nuts.
Leafy greens keep it clean. Yeah. Big shout out to Roberta's as always for sponsoring our show. Jack and Z Rec Tech, making things sound good. Here we go with Au Revoir Simone. Mm-hmm.
Bélier sur la disco. Go, go, go. Sur la disco, go, go, go. Sur la disco, go, go, go.
Welcome back to Snacky Tunes. I'm half your host, DJ Never Forget, a finger on the pulse, and I have with me today JD Sampson.
Hi, I just ate fried chicken. It was so good.
It's so good. I want to say that it's like some very special secret blend, and I think I'd be right.
It seems so. There was two whole pieces of chicken, so I think I'm going to leave you the rest.
I might have a bite. I've got a sandwich I'm working through. So that was just... Oh Snap, Plus Size Models, Treasure Fingers Remix, just out. I think I might have got off his Twitter, or it's somewhere, or it was a promotional thing, but I think it's out there. I love Treasure Fingers.
Really good, I know.
Really good. And he's now Brooklyn too. And before that was Rubix, and I can't even, it's a French song. It's a Rubix refix, because I can't speak French. And then before that was our Au Revoir Simone, Brooklyn Sterling, Only You Can Make Happy Remix.
You just spoke French.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fair enough. But I've had like 9,000 practices, and I think they corrected me when we did the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go back. And if you're curious, go back to our... We have every episode is podcast through iTunes, so you can see if they corrected me, but I feel like they did. But yeah, so that was the remix debut. I'm excited.
It was good. Really good. That bass line, catchy.
Very thanks.
Everything's really good about it. I would totally play it.
I'll give it to you.
Please do.
For your DJ sets in Australia. So yes. you're out of here. Good thing that we didn't wait till that we were doing this in advance. Because you would have been
gone. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, right. The magic of radio. Where are you off to?
Sunday, I'm going to Australia.
You mean yesterday?
Yes, 2 days ago. Or yeah, yesterday. And I am going to DJ there in various places. First, I'm going to play in Brisbane with Yacht, actually.
Oh, other Dinner with the Band.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about that.
Tell them I said hi.
I will. And then, and which is at this place called the Brisbane Powerhouse, which I've DJed at before, which is really awesome. It's a really cool venue. Then I'm going to play at the Gold Coast, which is kind of like going to the Jersey Shore. But it's also like Las Vegas, but it's really fun.
So it's like Atlantic City.
Yeah, kind of. And it's like party town.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to play in Melbourne for a bunch of gay fags. And then in Sydney, I'm playing a bunch of New Year's gigs. And possibly,
a bunch of New Year's gigs?
Yeah, I have two on New Year's. One is like the Harbor Party, which is like thousands of raving people. And then one is at this lesbian night. But I might be doing the Pyramid Festival, which is kind of like in the desert. It's like Coachella style.
Awesome. We just got booked for like a New Year's Day gig with all DJ sets. It's us, VHS Urbator, and the XX.
Nice.
Which LPR. Justine D, who was a guest on here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Justine, you're pretty much the only person I'm going to crawl out of my hangover for.
Yeah.
Hopefully by like 10 o'clock at night, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of DJ, we're going to have you play some tunes.
Yeah.
So let's have you play some tunes, and then we'll come back and talk about them, and then we'll just wrap this, put a bow on it.
Sounds great.
All right. So you're listening to Snacky Tunes. Up next is a DJ set from JD Sampson.
jeg kan ikke se det, jeg ved ikke. Altså senere så går jeg lidt rundt, så ser nogle andre ting. Ser nogle ting, som jeg ikke kan se, så ved jeg ikke. Så kommer jeg lidt på, hvordan det hele går, så ved jeg, hvordan det hele går, så hvordan det hele går, så. Hey, come and tell me, do you like bass? Do you like bass? Get to do you like bass? Do you like bass? Get to do you like bass? Or will you come down? Get to holding me up in Chinatown. Get to. Sometimes it goes. So think about it so much. So it doesn't even take a while. Tænker, der sker ikke noget. Så du står man bare overhovedet ikke, overhovedet ikke. Så du står man bare overhovedet ikke. Men come and tell me, do you like bass? Do you like bass? Get to. Do you like bass? Do you like bass? Get to. Do you like bass? Or will you come down? Get to. Holding me up in China.
You've been-
Oh yeah. What's up, everybody? You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of your host, Gino Forget, finger on the pulse. Terry Diabolic is not with us today in the studio. That was just a DJ set from JD Sampson of Men and La Tigre fame. She's going to tell us what she played, but let's, dude, it turned into a nice day.
Yeah, look at that sunshine.
My roof was leaking onto my bed today. Like, not a lot, just like a drop every 3-4 minutes.
That won't let you sleep very well.
No, it's at, you know, while I was like waking up, I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh, all right, awesome. So tell us, what was, you played a lot of good music in there.
Wow, I don't even remember. But the first thing I played was Serious Mo dub remix of Gossip, which is like so insane. And I love it. It's so great. Horny.
It's great.
If you will.
Hipster music is what you said.
I think so.
And the coolest elevator ever. All right. What else?
And then I played Classics featuring Yeppe from Junior Senior, which I love that track so much. I think it sounds great. I think Classics are a great disco remix team and production team. And I'm into a lot that they do. Geez, what did I play?
What else did you play in there? Oh, you had the Hercules remix?
Hercules in Love Affair remix of You Belong by Ritone, which was awesome.
And then that last, I mean, we're missing some, but that's okay. And then that last one was the Sound Guy Buddy.
Yeah. My friend Jonathan Krennick, who he goes by Jonathan, which is JNTHNK. And that was a remix by Kim from The Presets. But I love that track. It's so good.
It's good music.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a good song.
You know, the first time I saw you DJ was at the UNITY party anyway, so that doesn't necessarily... But it was just fun. That was a star that burned brightly and faded very quickly.
Well, it was... Well, you know, we had the opportunity to keep it alive longer, but we were like, I think it's over now.
It was good. It was great. When it was good, it was great. And then it was done, which is not bad.
No.
Because it never got like 4 or 5 months. Like, everybody that's going was like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, I've been known to do popular sets, but it's really fun to be able to not pay attention to what the crowd wants.
Yeah.
And just play what music you like.
And I don't even really count. And that boar's head on the wall.
Yeah.
He was giving you a couple stink eyes.
Yeah, I know. He was bummed.
So, as we wrap here, what is on the horizon for Men? What can we expect for 2010?
Well, we're going to put out a record. Right now, we're like 3/4 of the way recording it and finishing it up. And we just need to finish the last couple tracks and get it mixed and then get a label. Hello, people.
Hello.
Hello, world.
That shouldn't be too hard.
It isn't like hard. It's just kind of like we're not, you know, we want someone that like really likes us for who we are and stuff.
Right.
So that's the hard part.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, you know, it's always nice to see enthusiasm in whatever you do.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. So we're going to try and get some labels and some biz happening. And then touring a lot. We're going to the UK in January.
Nice.
And we're going to Europe in the spring for like 6 weeks.
And the New York shows? Brooklyn shows?
We're going to hope to do one in February or March. We're not sure where yet. When we play in New York, we always want it to be like a more theatrical performance art kind of thing. So who knows where that will end up.
We'll find something. Something will come up.
Yes.
Maybe you can play on our roof deck of that house.
Yes.
Kind of like the Beatles. People on the...
That would be great.
So I want to thank you for coming on today.
Sure. Thanks
for having me. It was really a lot of fun. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to IFC for Dinner with the Band. Men will be playing live, which I don't think a lot of people might have had the chance to see. So it's your TV. Yeah. It's a TV debut of Men.
It totally is.
So that's really cool. And then if you go to ifc.com/DWTB, Simultaneously is up now. And then Off Our Backs and... What was the other song you played? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, I should know better than this. But there's going to be 3 videos up tomorrow. What are you gonna take us out with?
I'm going to play the Yeppe remix of Off Our Backs called Money Is a Major Issue remix.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
so there you go.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And big shout out to Roberta's today for sponsoring the show. Huge thanks to Rec Tech and Jack Inslee for making us sound good. We will be back next week with DJ Gina Turner. in studios, dropping some big room house anthems and talking about touring with Europe and being totally rad. Thanks for listening.